Listening, Part 2. Listen to a student giving a friend information about university accommodation. Choose the correct answer, A, B or C, for each gap, 1 to 5. The first one has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Hi, Emma. Sorry to have missed you. But your mum asked me to tell you about the accommodation here at university and what's good and what's not. I started here last year and this year I'm in a house in town and I'll probably stay here for my final year. Okay, well, I was in the Parker building my first year. Like most of the other places you can stay, it's brand new and the rooms are a good size. It's also a long way from the main road, so there's no noise from traffic, and that's great. I moved in my second year because Parker is a long way from the maths department. But you'll be okay. Because your French department is just round the corner. On the other hand, the sports centre is miles away, but you can't have everything. The Wilson building is quite good too. None of the rooms have kitchens, but that's not too bad, as you get all your meals provided. Mainly simple things, like burgers and chips or pizza. It does mean, though, that it costs a huge amount more than anywhere else. So that is something to think about. The students are quite varied. You get some first years and some older ones, and they all do things like maths, French, medicine. It means they're all different from each other. So you'll have the chance to meet lots of interesting people. Oh, the only other place you could think about is Palladian House. Although everyone I've ever met who's lived there complains the central heating never works. So you'd think it ought to be cheaper, but it isn't. On the other hand, it's in the nicest part of town, the old part, with lots of lovely places around it, like the cathedral and the theatre. Anyway, I think any of those would be fine, really. I think what matters far more is who you meet and the friends that you make. And that's just a question of luck.
Now listen again.
Hi, Emma. Sorry to have missed you. But your mum asked me to tell you about the accommodation here at university. And what's good and what's not. I started here last year, and this year I'm in a house in town, and I'll probably stay here for my final year. Okay, well, I was in the Parker building my first year. Like most of the other places you can stay, it's brand new, and the rooms are a good size. It's also a long way from the main road, so there's no noise from traffic, and that's great. I moved in my second year because Parker is a long way from the maths department. But you'll be okay because your French department is just round the corner. On the other hand, the sports centre is miles away, but you can't have everything. The Wilson building is quite good too. None of the rooms have kitchens, But that's not too bad, as you get all your meals provided. Mainly simple things, like burgers and chips or pizza. It does mean, though, that it costs a huge amount more than anywhere else. So that is something to think about. The students are quite varied. You get some first years and some older ones, and they all do things like maths, French, medicine. It means they're all different from each other, so you'll have the chance to meet lots of interesting people. Oh, the only other place you could think about is Palladian House. Although everyone I've ever met who's lived there complains the central heating never works. So you'd think it ought to be cheaper, but it isn't. On the other hand, it's in the nicest part of town, the old part, with lots of lovely places around it, like the cathedral and the theatre. Anyway, I think any of those would be fine, really. I think what matters far more is who you meet and the friends that you make. And that's just a question of luck.